Glad CEO Sarah Kate Ellis under fire following report of lavish spending. Swiss chalet rental, home office renovation. By David Ng on August 3, 2024. The CEO of Glad has come under fire after a report revealed lavish spending habits that included a Swiss chalet rental and renovation of her home office, all at the expense of the nonprofit LGBTQ organization, which relies largely on donations to stay afloat. Glad CEO Sarah Kate Ellis was the subject of a New York Times investigation published Thursday looking into her spending, with sources telling the newspaper that Ellis' profligate habits look more aligned with for-profit companies rather than a nonprofit organization. Some of the receipts could be in violation of IRS rules. For years, Glad has been a favorite charity of Hollywood elites and studios, which have showered the organization with money and showbiz prestige. Celebrities frequently appear at Glad fundraising events, as do studio and talent agency executives. Earlier this year, Glad pressured Hollywood studios to create more transgender character for TV as part of the organization's wholesale shift toward prioritizing transgender issues over gay issues. The Times report threatens to upend Glad's status among those elites. It has already unleashed a war of words between The Times and Glad. Glad has accused The Times of running the hit piece in retaliation against Glad's vocal criticism of the newspaper's series of articles questioning the safety of transgender medical procedures for children. Meanwhile, The Times has stated it stands by its reporting. As part of its campaign against The Times last year, Glad parked a truck outside The Times offices in New York, displaying digital billboards accusing the newspaper of being anti-trans. In its investigation, The Times found that Ellis spent nearly $500,000 to rent a 7-bedroom chalet for herself and Glad staff in Switzerland for a week while attending the World Economic Forum in Davos. She reportedly billed back approximately $18,000 for a home office renovation at her Long Island residence, including a new chandelier. She reportedly took more than 30 first-class flights over an 18-month period. And Glad reportedly picked up a $60,000 tab for airfare and accommodations for Ellis and Glad COO Dara Gordon to attend the Cannes Lions Advertising Summit in France. Ellis had a base salary of $576,000 for the fiscal year ending in 2022, which is the most recent year for which Glad's financials are publicly available. Glad issued a response Friday blasting The Times and singling out reporter Emily Steele. It is disappointing but not surprising, especially at a time when LGBTQ violence and anti-LGBTQ legislation are growing, that The Times committed significant resources to spin a negative story about Glad by reporter Emily Steele, who last year signed a letter that criticized concerns from Glad and other LGBTQ leaders about coverage of transgender people in the New York Times, a Glad spokesperson said. The tabloid-esque article excludes much of our critical advocacy work and grossly mischaracterizes the organization, which consistently garners top marks from charity rating organizations. The Times should spend more time and resources bringing its coverage of transgender people up to par. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.